Pole to Pole by Michael Palin. Read by the author.
For almost a year after my return from travelling around the world in 80 days, well-intentioned ideas for sequels were generously offered. I'd only to show up with a suitcase for the 10:15 to Bristol for someone to ask, "Off round the world again, Michael?" A chance sighting of me far from home would prompt a cry of recognition. "What's this, Michael? Round Penrith in 80 days? Taxi drivers would hold me personally responsible for new traffic schemes. "You should try going round this lot in 80 days. A moment's hesitation at a road junction would not go unnoticed. "You can get round the world in 80 days, but you can't find your way across Oxford Street." It was beginning to drive me up the pole, and Clem Vallance, ever the opportunist, suggested that if I was going up one pole, I might as well do the other. His idea was simplicity itself, on an atlas anyway. A journey from north to south poles along the 30-degree east line of longitude, chosen because it crossed the greatest amount of land. I wanted to call it pole to pole by public transport, but owing to the absence of a bus route through the African bush or on a way day across Antarctica, this had to be dismissed as wishful thinking. In the event, though we relied on aircraft to get us to the poles themselves, we completed the rest of the journey overland, on a mixture of ships, trains, trucks, rafts, skidoos, buses, barges, bicycles, balloons, 4-litre land cruisers, and horse-drawn carts. The bulk of the journey was made between July and Christmas 1991. With one 10-day break at Aswan, we travelled and filmed for 5 months, passing through 17 countries and making over 70 overnight stops. 1991 was an exceptional year. A quarter of the countries we visited had undergone or were undergoing momentous change.